Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
I think our head teacher must like science fiction movies. Today he told us we're getting fingerprint scanners in the library, the canteen, and for registration. Sounds pretty space age to me. Maybe the school trip will be to Mars this year.
Hang on, I'll give you the letter about it, Mum. It's in my school bag.
Wow, not surprised you lose things, Tim. That bag is like a black hole. Let's have a look. Oh, yes. It's not really that unusual. Even my laptop has a fingertip recognition scanner on it, and I've had it for 2 years. Just think, you'll never lose a library card or your dinner money again. How many library cards exactly have you lost this year?
Loads.
Not many. It does sound pretty cool, but how can my fingerprint know what books I've got, or whether I can afford my school dinner?
It's like barcodes. The fingerprint just says who you are, and a computer looks up a file all about how much money you've got for dinner, what books you're borrowing, and with registration, whether you're on time or late. Did you make it on time this morning?
Just about. I had to run. But how does it work? Do you think it hurts?
Of course not. The first thing they do is get a picture of your fingertip. Sometimes this is done with an optical scanner, which uses technology like you'd find in a digital camera. Tiny electronic components sense the dark and light parts of the fingertips and convert them into pixels that make up the image. Other types of scanners take the image using electrical currents.
Ouch! That sounds painful.
You don't feel a thing. And the electrical current sort are much more accurate. So, they've got a picture of your fingertip, and as you know, they are something that are unique to each of us. So no one else's will be quite like yours.
So then once I'm all logged in then, I just put my finger on the pad and off I go. How did it find me again though? There's 2,000 kids in my school. That's a lot of fingerprints.
And the computer is cleverer than all of you kids put together. Algorithms are used to work out whose fingerprint is whose.
An algorithm? What's an algorithm when it's at home?
An algorithm is like a set of rules that the computer uses to check the image. Sometimes it'll perform a calculation using the distances between the parts of the pattern and compare the results to the results on file. Other types of algorithms look at particular areas and match them against all the same area on the library of images. Tilly, turn it down! That sister of yours is as bad as you with volume controls. Anyway, Tim, it all happens in a flash.
Hey, that reminds me of something at Dylan's house. His game console can tell who you are by scanning your face. Is that the same technology?
Yep, the scanner uses algorithms in the same way. Sometimes it does a calculation using points on your face. Other times it analyses one little piece. You get facial recognition software in all sorts of things. Games, cameras, websites where you upload photos, even at airports.
It's a bit weird to think of this information about me all being in the computer somewhere.
I know what you mean, Tim. Technology does get into every part of our lives these days. But there are rules about what sort of information can be held about you, especially biometric data. That's things like your fingerprints. And don't you think that technology makes life easier? After all, you can't lose your fingertips, can you?
That would be pretty hard.
Although I am particularly good at losing things, so you never know.
Talking of fingertips, they look pretty mucky from where I'm standing. Go and give them a wash before tea.
Oh, Mum, they're fine.
Don't give me that. It looks like you've been foraging in the flower beds.
Techno Mum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.